I would like to find out what is wrong with the current masks being used, and are they part of the reason behind the spread that we are seeing now, current masks being used? Thank you.
Well, there is nothing wrong with the current mask being used, but what we are saying is, based on the latest evidence of the new strains being more transmissible and the possibilities of aerosolized transmission, that simply means that the mask that you wear for protection ought to be of higher filtration capabilities. And that would mean wearing either a surgical mask or a reusable mask that is made of at least two layers of fabric. This would include masks that have been issued by the People's Association and Temasek Foundation. They have good filtration efficiency. But if you were just to take a simple piece of cloth and cover your mouth, that kind of a cloth mask may not have the same filtration capability and protective effect as a mask that has a higher level of filtration capability, like a surgical mask or one of these higher quality reusable masks. And so that is the updated mask advisory that we are putting out today. DMS can elaborate further on
this. Maybe I just add a few words before I hand over to DMS. I think it's probably useful to remind ourselves that the transmission of the infection is very often multifactorial. It's not just a particular reason or particular factor. It's not just because the mask, the quality of the mask. It's also because of the exposure, because of the safe distancing that we have put in place that we may be able to prevent the transmission. So I think we have to take a look, consider all the factors together as one basket of measures and not any particular measure. So we are doing what we can to strengthen each of these factors, whether it's through vaccination, through strengthen safe distancing measures, whether it's through using a better mask and so on, and contact tracing and so on. I think these are a collection of measures that we have to put in place to strengthen our resilience against the infection. DMS?
Indeed, Minister, we've been looking very carefully at all the measures we put in place and all the exhortation and guidance we've given the public. And at this time when we see additional community cases starting to come out, and given that the public have been having to deal with COVID-19 for the better part of 15, 16 months, there will come a time when we start getting fatigued, complacent, and we may not be necessarily as rigorous and disciplined in the protective measures we adopt for ourselves. So it's timely at this point in time for us to do several things. First of all, to continue to remind members of the public to adhere to safe distancing, the prevailing safe management measures wherever they go, even though the current community restrictions are in place, and to be meticulous about wearing their masks, to be very disciplined, and only to remove it if they are consuming food and drink. But even then, out of doors, given the current restrictions, to continually wear their mask, that's important. And since we are continuing to emphasize this, it actually is timely for us also to relook at the mask advisories we give. And we want to affirm and emphasize that it is important to use good quality masks. Good quality masks worn well and properly provide an excellent form of protection for all of us against how the virus spreads, irrespective of whether it spreads by droplet or some form of aerosolized transmission. Wearing the good mask, wearing it properly makes sense and is the right thing to do. So we're sharpening the guidance and advisories we're giving to make this clearer. We encourage members of the public to use masks that have adequate and decent filtration efficiency. These would normally be printed on the side of the packaging or box that the masks have to give you assurance that the masks that you purchase or procure have that adequate and reasonable quality. The masks that have been distributed in public and community programs, most, if not all of them, do fit that standard. But it's important that if you use disposable masks, be aware that the masks have a certain lifespan and after you've used them and washed them beyond the recommended number, it's advisable then to change and replace those masks. But you can use either the reusable mask or the single-use disposable mask, like a surgical mask. And they do have adequate filtration effectiveness that is desirable. We continue to discourage the use of masks that have exhalation vents. These are masks that may make it more comfortable to use. They may be more appropriate at times when there's haze and using the mask for those purposes, but they would not be adequate from the public health and infection control perspective, preventing infection spread if an infected person wears such a mask and there still continues to be a risk of droplet and aerosol transmission if a person sneezes or coughs from within those masks. So we want you to wear a good quality mask. A good quality mask worn badly is not good. It doesn't give you or the community any protection. So wear that mask properly and use a proper mask.